beyond my family and my profession, there are two things that I really emphasize or that I really incentivize my students, my followers, my friends, my family to do. One of them is reading, because I know the importance of reading, you know, and I'm 100% sure that reading changed my life. You know, books are super duper important, and they are as powerful as one can imagine. And well, there is nothing else that I have to say about books. And the other thing is sports. I really love sports. The sport that I've been practicing for over 4 years, almost 5 years, is CrossFit. I really like CrossFit, you know, because it's a really dynamic sport, and I am a dynamic person. I don't like to be still, you know, completely unmoved, like completely still, you know, not moving at all. I like something more dynamic. And ain't no success unhealthy, as I say on my Instagram stories. There's no how, there's no way we're gonna learn something, we're gonna be successful at something if we are unhealthy, right? Or if we don't have enough health in order to move ourselves and etc. So I always try to, let's say, work my machine, that is my brain, by reading and studying, and also my body, you know, my whole body on CrossFit. And there is another sport. Actually, there are other sports that I like, an example, soccer, American football, you know, but I don't watch them frequently, let's say. Another one that I really like is Formula One. In these days, I was watching Formula One, you know, and something really interesting caught my mind or caught my eye. That is, you know, my favorite Formula One driver is Lewis Hamilton. And I saw that in one of his races, he lost, and it was like terrible. I, Bruno, watching that race, felt really down, you know, really upset and sad. And I was imagining, like, my God, that guy must be very sad as well. Turns out that his face, his appearance, did not demonstrate that he was too sad. You know, I was sad, and I thought he would be sad as well, you know. But his face was not showing that he was sad, you know, he was upset. Of course, he was not happy, you know, he was like, pretty much balanced, pretty much okay, you know, no gestures or no aggressive or movements, non-verbal communication or verbal communication. He was pretty much okay. And another race, though, he was victorious, you know, he won that race. And, you know, I thought, like, wow, he won the race, he's gonna be really happy, he's gonna give an amazing interview, celebrating, jumping up and down, you know. And turns out that even on his victory, he was pretty much, you know, balanced, controlled, not showing emotions at all. So it's like he was not too excited. And I got a conclusion that maybe we should learn from him. Maybe we should follow his path. Maybe we should follow his example in our English journey, English learning journey. That is, we should not be too sad when we are down, when we feel that we are not learning, when we don't have many successes, or when we cannot say a phrase, or when we fail on reading or fail on a test, or when we don't understand a listening activity, an audio, a video, whatever, you know. And we also should not be too excited, we should not be too happy when we have our successes, like when we say a sentence, when we can talk to a foreigner person, when we can communicate in a meeting, when we can participate in a conference, you know. It's like, not too sad and not too excited. We should be right in the middle, you know. That, or this emotional control, seems like, or at least feels like for me, that this is what makes the difference. Like, okay, I'm gonna celebrate a little bit, but I should not think or should not take for granted. Take for granted is like levar como ganho, you know. Ter algo como ser, take for granted that next week I'm going to perform the same. So I should be, let's say, balanced. I should be okay in the middle, not too sad and not too excited. And also it's like when we feel that we're not progressing a lot, we should be there in the middle and take notes. Maybe having a notebook, you know, notebook like caderno, could be something, could be the reason or could be the solution for you to start seeing your progress. I myself, for example, I like to put everything on a notebook or an Excel sheet, you know, and then I can visualize my progress, my process and my progress. This way, I decrease the chances that I feel anxiety or that I feel failure, you know, or I feel too sad, you know. So I'm 100% sure that noting down, having your notebook, putting everything, you know, tracking your steps, tracking your process can help you in your emotional control, in your emotional intelligence, either in your studies or in your speaking, in your daily routine, for you, for your English, for your work, in any aspect, any area of your life. That's the message for you today. Not too sad, not too excited. Right in the middle. Okay, progressing, walking, brick by brick, step by step. All right? That's the message for you today. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast episode. Thank you very much for listening to us. If you have, or if you would like to share your face, your feedback and your words, please reach me at Teacher Bruno Aguiar on Instagram. I would be more than glad, more than happy, actually not too sad and not too excited to receive your feedback. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.